Gondolas are a common sight at large ski resorts, carrying visitors to the highest peaks, but they can also cross rivers, and one such project is now under consideration in the Capital District. A transportation feasibility study is underway on an aerial gondola between the Amtrak station in Rensselaer across the Hudson River into downtown Albany. The McLaren Engineering Group is self-funding the study. Peter Maluski is the National Director of Strategic Planning for McLaren.
The feasibility study we're just kicking off, and the major components of the feasibility study will be data collection, meeting with some of the key stakeholders, which we've already done to you know, determine that this was a viable mode to pursue. We'll be doing some technical development on alternative routes between the station stops, doing a little bit of the engineering that's involved, looking at the economics, the construction costs, the funding, and items like that.
When most people think of a gondola, I think they think of a ski resort somewhere in the Alps or in Colorado, which takes the skiers way up a mountain. Is this that same kind of gondola that would be transporting people across the river?
The gondola technology is similar to the large gondolas you'll see at major ski resorts, or it's similar. Right now, in the last few years, gondolas in the urban areas have become more popular because it's a terrific way to get from point A to point B quickly and efficiently. It's environmentally friendly, it's basically a new trend in urban areas to get people out of their cars and have a multimodal option.
How large would these gondolas be, or is that part of the study? Would they carry 10 passengers at a time, 20? Do we know that yet?
The study will determine the actual number. 10 is a good guesstimate right now, if you want to use a number, a possible number of people per gondola. It will all depend on the usage. The usage will vary on the time of day, whether it's for commuters, whether it's for special events at the Times Union Center, things like that. And the gondolas will be ADA compliant. They'll be air conditioned in the summer. They'll be heated in the winter.
And I understand you have a partner called Doppelmayr. Who are they and what do they do?
Doppelmayr is a world leader in gondolas across they do gondolas across the world if you Google their website. And we've worked with them in the past on a project, we're excited about working with them on the study for this project.
Could this gondola cross the Hudson River without a post or a pillar in the river providing support? The supports would be on each side of the river in Albany and Rensselaer County?
That's a good question. That's one of the things we looked at before we decided to launch the study, was to make sure that we could span the river without any kind of column or post in the water, and we can certainly do that.
And we know this would start at the Albany Rensselaer Amtrak station. Do we know yet where the destination on the other side of the river would be, where the terminus would be for the in Albany?
Mm-hmm. Now, the actual location of the stations will be part of the study and the stops, but the logical starting point or one end of the gondola would be the train station, and you head west across the river. Another possible stop would be near the Times Union Center and the new Capitol Center. People could go right into a special event there, or they can get right into the street system and go into downtown Albany. Another possible terminus up the hill would be at the Empire State Plaza, so people could get to the Capitol, City Hall, and so forth quickly.
This is still very early in the planning stages, but is there a rough cost estimate on what this might cost?
Right now, and it's really a ballpark figure, that's part of the economics, is that probably right now we're looking at 20 to 30 million, but it all depends on the alignment, which we'll be working on in the weeks ahead, the number of stops and stations that we put in, so forth.
And once the study is finished, what would the next step be if that study gives a green light to such a project?
Well, we're hoping, you know, at phase one of this feasibility study is to spend a few months and confirm what, you know, a lot of people for a number of years have thought this is a good idea, and what we want to do is confirm it is a good idea, put some actual technical numbers to it, get some economic numbers, get the funding determined, and if all looks good from there, and there's the next step would be to go into detailed design, and probably at the end of the year. And we feel something like this is what's nice about it. It's relatively easy to construct compared to a new highway and so forth. So it'd probably be, you know, 2 years from detailed design to actual have it operating.
Peter Malewski is the National Director of Strategic Planning for the McLaren Engineering Group.